Like, laugh your loudest. I just wanted to see, like, what it would sound like. Podcast Burnt Toasted. It is the first ever episode, and I'm Victoria.
And I'm Abby.
And we are here to just honestly take you on a journey. Take ourselves on this journey. You're welcome to come along. Come with, listen. This is going to be exciting.
Yes.
We really hope that you will. This podcast, which we are lovingly titling Burnt Toasted, was born of a best friendship. Abby and I work together, and we met at work, and honestly our love just blossomed in a way that we never expected.
Could have imagined.
Truly. Never could have imagined such...
Did you hear my eyes?
Stop. Do we have to start over?
Why are you... Said it.
All right, so the reason that we are calling the podcast Burnt Toasted, first of all, Burnt Toast was taken, let's be real. Like,
which is bullshit. They haven't posted anything. I'll never let this go. They haven't put a podcast out since, like, 2017.
Oh my gosh, are we already making podcast enemies? We're calling them out.
Let's fucking go.
But it's...
I swear to God.
But okay, but it's a food... podcast, right? Burnt Toast.
Yes.
Makes sense. It's cute. I think our idea is cuter, but it's fine. They already have the title. Here's what's great, though. One day...
Here's the thing.
Abby and I were at work, and we were just... We had spent so much time trying to come up with a title for this podcast. And for me personally, I enjoy when... I'm, like, consuming media, either, like, YouTube videos or other podcasts or just, like, real-life stuff, and the people are candid and funny, and I do enjoy when they're drinking, because I just love the idea of, like, getting tipsy with your friends or even just, like, enjoying a nice little wine and having that wind-down time.
Oh, I like that.
Or, you know, that vodka time, and just, like...
You know, tequila time.
This was mostly... something we wanted to do because we shared a lot of burnout. And the work that we do causes a lot of burnout. It has, it could create that for a lot of people that do this work. We've been there and we've helped each other through. We've had a lot of successes though, and we've been there through those, and it's also great. So some of this is going to be us talking about work. Challenges, successes, of course, respecting confidentiality, but... Yeah,
some really funny stories.
Yes, like, buckle up, truly. Buckle up, pour yourself a drink, alcoholic or not, we welcome everything.
Yes.
All are welcome, and we're just going to be sharing some stories about that. We're going to be sharing things that we're passionate about outside of work as well, things that we might be also burnt out on just living life, because there's a lot of burnout everywhere. There's also good moments, of course, and we're going to talk about those, but obviously, y'all know, we all relate to the burnout and the stress.
Yes.
And we're just, you know, we're just a couple millennials trying to get in this podcast game, trying to tickle some fancies. Trying to drinkle some drinkies. And then also, we're going to have this little segment, Question Corner, where we...
Question Corner.
Yeah, where one of us picks a number between 1 and 3,000. And that, it, like, yes, those are literally the parameters. And then Abby has this lovely book of questions, and we're just going to flip to it, and then we're going to end the podcast discussing that.
Yes.
If that's what we so choose. Okay, so listen, we're playing fast and loose. We're burnt out, but we also have a very high level of compassion satisfaction, I believe, because we still love the work we do, and we love each other, and I'm so glad to be starting this podcast with my best friend.
I'm so excited.
Welcome to Burnt Toasted.
Thanks for listening. Okay, so I hate to, like, start off, you know, questions firing away, mm-hmm. but I need to know. I feel like there is a large, I don't know, discrepancy. What fucking year, what's the first year you're born and the last year that you're a millennial and Gen Z? Is that it? Like, Gen Z, isn't that the youngest one?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the bracket? Because I read some stuff, like, on the, I don't know, New York Times, and sometimes I'm a millennial.
And then sometimes you're not?
Yeah, but you would feel like millennial stops at, like, 1999.
I mean, I thought.
That's what I thought, too. And then some people are like, no, millennial stops at, like, 94.
Okay.
I'm like...
Okay, so the age, or the year bracket, I guess, for a millennial would be 1981 to 1996, and then that's the cutoff, and then you're Gen Z. So, you're 96.
Yeah, so I'm a millennial. I just, sometimes I feel like, you know, for a while, I was like, I'm definitely a millennial. And then I was like, I don't know, scrolling on Facebook or something, and then it was like, take this millennial Gen Z quiz, and you'll, if, based off your answers, will, like, pick who you are. And so I took it, and then it said Gen Z, and it was like, you must have been born after 94. And I'm like,
oh my gosh, well, 1994. You certainly were. Okay, maybe it's like,
well, it was saying, like, after 1994 is a Gen Z.
Right.
Yeah, but...
I'm wondering if they're giving, like, 94, 95, and 96, maybe almost, like, in astrology. You know, there's, like, a cusp, or there's, like, whatever. Again, something I do not know enough about to be speaking on. But I'm wondering if, because you're the year,
yeah,
like, you're the cutoff year. First of all, I think it's up to you. Yeah. You can just pick whatever you want.
Yeah.
And, like, live your life. You know, you're not hurting anybody, whatever. You can be a millennial. I'll accept you into the group. On behalf of all millennials, welcome. Thank you. You small child.
I'm a very young millennial.
I'm a very old.
You're very old.
I'm very old.
But my other question is, I don't know how I would feel, like, again, I'm at the tail end of being a millennial. But for the other end of being a millennial, 81... I can't imagine having something in common with someone 15 years younger than me.
Right.
So I don't understand. Like, why is that generation so fucking big?
I mean, I think the generations usually span, like, a decent amount of time.
That's,
I don't
crazy,
think it's, like,
though.
Just millennials.
Like, if I were a Gen Z, I'd be at the fucking tail end.
You'd
and
be
I'd have
old
to,
Gen Z.
And I'd have to relate to three-year-olds?
Okay, which, first of all, here's the thing. It's not a prerequisite to be in whatever generation you're in. But, like, you have to be best friends with the person that's on the other tail end.
Yeah.
Like, or anybody at all.
It just seems weird.
You never have to be friends with anybody you don't want to be friends with.
Well, then, yes.
PSA, Abby.
I have that gen... It's very shocking. And I knew, and I know, I'm always a millennial at heart. But...
But do you know that? Because I just feel like...
Well, you just told me...
No, you are. You are.
Thank you.
And you can be, and you are, and I love you.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, though. Still, almost every day that we interact, which is almost every day... You say something or you talk about something that I have literally no idea about. Like, oh, didn't you watch that show? Or, like, you'll be singing some song and nothing. It's nothing in my old brain. Like, I just don't know. So, what if technically,
mm-hmm.
like, your tastes as far as, like, pop culture, la la la, at the time of your childhood, is yeah. more in line with maybe Gen Z.
See, that's what I, again, because you said I'm at, like, that cutoff thing.
Yeah.
I think some of the things you know, as a millennial growing up, I had, like, some of that of, but then also I had a lot of, and it's kind of in the middle, a good mix between the both. But I grew up, I had more of a childhood, for sure, in Gen Z, which I think really is why sometimes we don't, like, we haven't watched the same TV shows growing up.
No.
Okay, we're also only 4 years apart, and I think we're kind of giving up
that
we're, like, 15
We never really discussed how old I was yet, so people are probably like, oh my god, why is she friends with, like, a 6-year-old
like,
woman?
34, what?
Yeah, why is she upset with being friends with a 3-year-old when she's friends with, you know, an elderly person? The answer is this. We have fun.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common that has surprised me over the past year.
Yes.
In a very good way. Like, I love it. You have a very fun and morbid sense of humor, which I relate to on, like, a soul level.
Yes.
Our senses of humor are just very similar.
Absolutely.
Of course, our passions are similar. What we're dedicated to is similar. It is convenient that politically we are aligned.
Yes.
And, like, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course.
But, again, like, I think it's fun to talk about how, like, you know all of this stuff from your childhood that I was just, I was too busy being, you know, like, in the corner of Hot Topic for, you know, your shows.
Yeah.
Where you're like, what is it? Rock and roll basketball.
What?
What is it? Like, Zac Efron.
Rock and roll basketball?
Yeah, I know that's not the name.
High School Musical.
Yes. I knew that wasn't the name. I was not trying to say
rock
that that was the name.
Rock and roll basketball.
But that's like, see, I'm so old.
See, and
that's how I describe that.
And that is the thing. I just, I think, like, when I think of that, I'm like, I'm not a fucking Gen Z. Like, they're these little twats that are like,
well, they seem
addicted.
Really young to you.
Yeah, and they're like addicted to their cell phones and whatever. And I'm like, I'm literally this, like, we're all the same way. I think it's just because I'm at the tail end of being a millennial. But also, so again, I think a lot of what I grew up with was a big mix between the two.
I agree.
But yes, grew up watching, and I told you my swine flu story of being on the verge of death.
Yes, which
on my couch watching the High School Musical 2 premiere on Disney Channel, vomiting profusely.
Absolutely. Well, okay, here's the thing too. That absolutely makes sense to me for multiple reasons. First of all, because that is just what was on when you were that age.
And I was in love. Yes.
But also you absolutely just have to have something like lighthearted and like I want to say mindless, but not in a negative way.
Yeah.
Like, light, you don't have to worry about, you know, experiencing something traumatic on the television.
Of course.
While you're violently ill.
Do you think swine flu is a Gen Z thing?
No, because I know a ton of millennials that have had swine flu. It's not. That's funny. That was a very Gen Z thing to say. I love you.
Oh, God. Yeah, I just, I don't know. It's something I had on my mind for a while.
It's a good topic.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, like, a lot of things that you say, sometimes I get, but some shit you said a little bit ago that you were not, you were so confused as to why I did not understand.
Yes.
I don't remember what it was.
Me neither, but because it's all the time. Like, not all the time enough for,
but
like, us to have no common ground.
Yes,
but it is frequent, just the same as, like, you're making references to shows and music and TV that I have no idea about. Like, same. And it is interesting because we are only, like, 4 years apart.
Yes.
We're not, you know.
Yes.
An actual generation apart.
But, again, I was at the tail end of that.
Right.
And so, very interesting growing up, I think, in the mix of both of those things. Like, I
absolutely
had hit clips. You remember those?
Barely.
Okay, well, I remember profusely, so are you born in 96 or what?
No.
Okay, because I remember having
maybe like 1896. Like, I'm probably, I do think it's also fair now since we've hopped on this train and we're down the tracks like very far at this point.
Yes.
I do think it's also worth mentioning that my childhood was not what I would call a quote-unquote normal childhood as far as like watching, you know, rock and roll, basketball, High School Musical stuff.
Yes.
I was watching, like, Frasier mm-hmm. when I was little. And
oh, Three's Company.
Three's Company.
Come on.
Of course. I was very obsessed with I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. I still have a collection of memorabilia.
Amazing.
Like, this was my jam. Like, I ordered all of the Carol Burnett DVD. She's like, again, here we go. Do you know who Carol Burnett is?
I don't.
Right. No. So, like that. That was my childhood. And then, of course, you know, your occasional, like, Oprah, Dr. Phil, Maury moment when I was hanging out with my grandma.
Yes.
So I had, like, I had some of it, but it's not, I don't think it's fair to act like we're comparing, like, a normal childhood.
Yes.
As far as, like, pop culture and media consumption goes when we're talking about me. Because mm-hmm. I just was not there.
Yeah.
Like, I was just not on the same page as most of people, even my age. Because I do know there are, I know we joke a lot, but there are people my age that know the references you talk about. And I just personally don't. So, basically, guys, if you're still listening and haven't left immediately, which, first of all, thank you for staying.
Of course.
Appreciate you more than ever.
I wonder if and when this takes off. I wonder who our primary, like,
demographic. Listening.
Yeah, because yeah. Cody Coe does this, and he mentions, like, you know, like, Jake Paul or whatever the fuck his name is. They are, like, primary demographic is, like, 8 to 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna...
That's fucking wild.
First of all, I don't think that's gonna happen.
No, but... And then Cody Coe is, like, 18 to 24.
Okay.
I feel that may be in the mix somewhere.
Maybe.
Something like that. I mean, I would hope it's not
yeah,
8 to 15.
Hopefully, if and when we get past the first episode, we'll get to figure that out someday.
Yeah.
And then we'll continue to discuss it with all of our mini listeners.
I just...
all dozens of them.
I was just curious, but, you know, who's to say?
Who is? And basically yeah. now to round up that segment, Generation Corner, basically our point is Victoria was very strange and weird and is very, very much an old soul and not like in a cute and quirky way. But in, like, an, oh my gosh, are you okay? How have you made it this far in life kind of way? Just, like, ancient, ancient soul without the wisdom. So it's not as fun or cool. And so I'm old.
I think you're pretty
Abby's
wise.
Young with it. Hip.
Thank you.
Hip to the lingo. Hip to the youngsters.
Thank you. I
yeah,
feel still,
you're welcome. thank you.
I still feel... surprised sometimes. I feel like I don't know basic functions of how to live. Like, the other day, I was trying to reconnect my TV to my Wi-Fi, and I couldn't for the life of me. Like, I kept typing in my password over and over and over, and it wasn't working, and I was like, this is literally the fucking password. Like, I just wrote it down on a piece of paper. When I first made up the password.
Of course, as you do.
Of course.
Write it on that piece of paper.
Yes. And so I called Jake, mad as hell, and I was like, what's my Wi-Fi password? And he told me, he was like, I'm pretty sure this is what it was whenever we made it up, right?
Do you want to, like, tell everybody what it is? No, I'm just kidding. Don't.
I mean, they can know it. Well, they don't know my Wi-Fi router.
It's okay. Let's not.
It's an office reference.
Of course.
Of, you know, The Office, which we will also talk about, I'm sure. But I was so fucking mad that I couldn't remember it. And I was like, I said, you know what? Fine. I'm just going to go restart my router. And it was like 1 o'clock in the morning and I came out of my bedroom. Mm-hmm. I went up to the router and I unplugged it and plugged it back in to restart it. And I went back in my room and I was like, I can't figure it out. I'm done. I'm done. 2 days later, you know what the fuck was wrong?
What?
My password was in all caps.
Oh, of course. And here's the thing. Again, let me just point out and circle right back to the fact that that entire story you just told is absolutely a Gen Z thing. The second you talked about connecting your TV to your Wi-Fi, that's a Gen Z thing.
Well, you have it, folks.
There you go.
Gen Z.
Proving the point. No, here. Just for that conversation.
Thank you.
Gen Z.
Okay.
I still, again, I honestly think you're in, like, a fun position because you can just associate and affiliate Yeah. With whichever generation you fucking please.
Thank you.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I care a little bit, but I'm a nice mixture. And I think I mean, like, all I care
deeply.
I think all the other 1996 children will also probably feel the same way.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think you're the only one. There's no way. And probably people like 97, 98, and like 90s kids.
Yeah. 90s kids.
90s kids.
So interesting.
Right?
What an interesting
time.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
The 90s, am I right?
The 90s, I was four.
You know, never had to worry. Never had to worry about your TV not being connected to your Wi-Fi. Simpler times.
Yeah.
Simpler times.
Cable TV shows. The best. VHS.
Set programming. The thrill of making it on the dot.
Yeah.
To sit down to watch your favorite
program. Of course. Program. 7-8 Central.
Hello.
those are the ones I wanted to hear. Or the Disney Channel song, whenever you know a movie would be coming on. Ooh. Okay, again, a Gen Z thing, I'm sure.
No,
I also know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I just had very different movies that genuinely to this day have terrified me and fucked me up in certain ways. Absolutely not. Get out of here. No. Not Twitches. You just continue to prove to the
Okay,
point.
Twitches is fucking good. No. Changed my mind.
No, like, the movie literally entitled Don't Look Under the Bed. Scared the shit out of me. Yeah, you don't know it. Thank God. They probably pulled it off the air because it was traumatizing children. It should have been. It was so disturbing. Literally, like, anybody come talk to me about this and we can have a support group because this is too much. And here's also the thing. When I was younger, I was very into, like, mystery and horror movies. And, like, I read all of the scary stories to tell in the dark. But there's just something about, like, turning on the Disney Channel and it expecting, again, like I said earlier, you know, lighthearted, fun. Oh, my gosh. It's her publicist.
Sorry, we're so famous.
That was hateful. Okay, but again, like, turning on Disney Channel, expecting the lightheartedness, expecting, you know, like, fun times. Nice, not threatening, lovely programming.
That's so Raven.
And then, oh my God, That's So Raven, come through. See? Millennial.
Yes.
I think. I would say millennial.
Yes. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And if you're a Gen Zer and you know That's So Raven, you're fucking cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Specifically, Don't Look Under the Bed just really fucked me up and I just wanted to talk about it.
There are some weird movies that Disney came out with. Okay, one that I still fuck with hard is Cadet Kelly with Hilary Duff.
I have no idea.
Are you kidding?
Ooh.
Okay, Smart House.
No, I'm not kidding. Smart House, yes. Yeah. But again, that was dark. That took a dark turn.
It was, okay, that's what I'm saying is weird. Or Luck of the Irish.
Scary.
Isn't, okay, so these movies were strange.
Scary.
What was the other one? Like the 13th Year.
13th Year, love it.
They're just so
absolutely so had strange. Moments where I was like, is this for a child?
Yeah. Some of them are strange, but Cadet Kelly. Okay,
13th Year, though, I will still fucking stand by that forever. Like,
I wonder what kind of platform these are available on to watch.
Oh, let's figure it out. Tune in next week
to see
where we will tell you, how to find all of our obscure childhood Disney films.
I have a feeling that Cadet Kelly is on Netflix.
Again, you continue to say it. I understand the name Hilary Duff.
You
I very much
had
watched.
What's her fucking from Even Stevens?
Watched. Even Stevens, okay. Ren, but I
yes,
don't know her name.
Christy Carlson Romano. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I knew that. Just
oh
like,
my gosh, is that Ray Romano's daughter? Is it?
I don't know. It could be.
I love it.
Who's to say?
See, this is indicative of where my mind goes, because I also grew up watching Everybody Loves Raymond with Ray Romano, and my favorite scene is where his brother Robert is chugging Tums. Like, he has, like, a bottle of Tums, and he's just like, it's not fucking funny, I know. I'm sorry.
No, I've seen that.
It was very entertaining to me as a child.
I've seen that on the occasion. But here's my real question.
Uh-huh.
Friends.
Have all the other questions been fake questions?
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Friends. Millennials or Gen Z?
Like what? Like what's the question?
Who are the primary people streaming this on Netflix? Oh,
okay, well, okay.
Because obviously...
Did you say streaming this on Netflix?
Yeah, it is on Netflix. I don't know if it's on Hulu. Yeah, I doubt it.
Wait, streaming what?
Friends!
Oh, Friends. I thought you were like
you just meant in general? Like Friends. Who has the most friends?
Yes, no. I thought you were just like addressing like the audience, like, hey Friends, answer my question. Oh my gosh, absolutely had no idea you were talking about this show.
Okay, I should have clarified.
Friends. Okay.
So obviously it came out like what, 93?
Oh my god, don't even fucking ask me that. I
think it was like 93, 94. So obviously the primary people watching that, I'm sure, when it first came out was probably like our age now, like 20-something year olds watching mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. But now it's available on Netflix and all these things and people are rewatching it.
Yeah.
So who's really like...
Or even new people are watching it for the first time.
Yeah, exactly. And mm-hmm. so like... Is that, like, do you think millennials are watching it because they remember, like, cadences of it when their parents would watch it? And they're like, you know what I mean? Or Gen Zers like, let me hop on this train.
Maybe, but I do think it's mostly the latter. I do think it's mostly just like, oh my gosh, like, haha, this is a trend and it's obviously nostalgic. Like, a lot of people are, you know, losing their minds.
Of course.
That this is, like... on a streaming platform and it's like come back and like la la la.
I agree. Friends is good. I do love Friends. Also Gilmore Girls. You not watched it?
I've watched it. Okay. I've watched it for sure.
Okay. Well, you know they came back with the Four Seasons thing.
Yeah, but
you didn't see it?
I didn't watch it.
Dude, watch it.
Tune in next week to hear our shot by shot recap of Gilmore Girls from episode one to the last.
You'll be fucking shocked.
Shocked?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ask questions because I don't want spoilers.
No, I'm not going to spoil it, but you will be shocked. So, yeah. All in all, I would assume that I am a mix of a Gen Z and a millennial.
I think that's fair and great.
Yeah. Because I catch the occasional reference from you, but sometimes not, and that's cool too.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
But whatever. I definitely am not but
yeah,
also
you're saying. Definitely not, but you're like, oh yeah. But it's also because you have your sister.
Yes, I do have a younger sister.
She's younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Barely.
Yeah, like a year.
Two.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she also, like, whatever she was watching and doing was probably similar to what I was, and you're just absorbing that.
I definitely will say that most of the references you make that are something I would never have known, because I never watched them growing up, was definitely because of my sister.
Yeah.
She watched most of, like, the Hannah Montana.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know other shows, you know.
The Jonas Brothers
rock
show.
Rock and roll.
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yeah, no idea. What about Phil of the Future?
Okay, yeah.
I loved
Phil of the Future.
And literally, though, I couldn't tell you anything else about it.
Century, man.
I think I watched it, like, once, and I was like, oh, shit, he doesn't have a belly button. Is that the same show?
No.
No.
It's not at all.
It's not.
That's,
Kyle XY.
What the fuck?
But it's also, like, an alien man on Earth, right? Like, I'm close.
I can't remember the premise of Phil of the Future. I'm pretty sure it's a family that traveled back in time. They're definitely not
aliens.
They're
not aliens?
I don't think so.
What? Oh, well, Phil of the Future, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Not Phil of another planet. Oh my god, wow. So much is happening.
That was a completely different character. Maybe because they look kind of similar.
They don't.
I was like, I was getting with you, and then you said,
I don't even know what, no.
And you said, yeah, he doesn't have a belly button. I was like, but yeah.
I swear, I do know what Phil of the Future is. I did watch it maybe once or twice.
Yeah, he doesn't have a belly button. Almost.
Also, plug for Kyle XY. Almost. Check it out. I also only watched one episode of that.
I don't remember that fucking show.
I mean, I only remember that he doesn't have a belly button because he's an alien.
I mean, that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. spoiler alert, aliens do not have belly buttons.
Obviously not.
But they also otherwise look and function exactly like
except
a 20-something white male.
They don't have a belly button.
Yeah, and that's the kicker.
That's what like,
They literally, yeah, the entire plot of the show is like focused around the fact that he doesn't have a belly button, and they're like, how? And it's just episode after episode of this.
With all the people he's tricking.
Hire me, honestly, hire us to write your sitcoms.
Yes.
We have a lot of good shit rolling around.
I think that we have a lot of good ideas. So you, okay, so am I picking a question?
I'll pick it first.
Okay.
Well, like, you pick the number first, and okay. then I'll read the question
okay.
first. Okay. So we're going off, we're using this book by Piccadilly Inc. called 3,000 Questions About Me. Abby had it, and it's awesome. So this is just something that we want to do in our episodes. It's just, like, answer these fun questions.
Yeah.
And kind of see where we're at.
Yeah.
So, Abby, pick a number between 1 and 3,000.
1,009.
Okay. 1,009. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite film beginning with the letter L?
Ooh. Oh, man. I wasn't expecting it to be that specific.
Right?
Beginning with the letter L.
Yeah.
Don't, like, judge me for this one, but I think it's the Lizzie McGuire movie.
No, I'm not judging you. I'm not, because I've seen it, and I was there, and I
yes,
also loved it.
And solely, not solely because I can't think of any other, like, good movies that I would say are my favorite that start with the letter L.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Legally Blonde is good. It's more of a guilty yeah. pleasure, and I would, like, I enjoy watching it, but Lizzie McGuire was a big part of my childhood.
For sure.
So, I'm going to say...
Well, mine,
yeah.
too.
See, another thing...
It's a millennial.
Yeah.
I think it's a millennial thing.
So, the Lizzie McGuire movie, which I feel like essentially counts, because it's Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah,
it just
I
so
think
happens to say the. But,
yeah.
yes, okay.
Usually articles can be, like, you know, like, in acronyms and stuff, too. Like, they're just kind of added
yeah.
in as, like, silent.
Yeah,
so
whatever.
I think that's fine, and I think we can go with that.
I think so, too.
Lizzie McGuire movie... solid. I will say,
thank you.
Just to speak on that, still to this day, I will vouch for that movie because, again, huge part of my childhood,
yes.
Lizzie McGuire in general, but then the movie, you know, was like
oh, yeah.
the culmination. Like, everybody was so excited to go see it, and it was like a thing.
Yes.
And then in that movie, I will say, just like the music and her singing.
Of course.
That was my dream.
Yeah.
That was my dream. To be a singer and to be, like, an artist and, like, a famous, you know, singer
yeah.
and get paid to do that and have that be my life. And so that was also a huge,
well,
I would
yeah,
say.
She has the life that we all wanted. But can we talk about, like, how she went to Rome, what she's, like, they just had their 8th grade graduation.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was the premise.
I do not remember that being that young.
I don't... it wasn't high school graduation, I don't think.
Was it?
I think it was 8th grade graduation.
Are you sure?
I feel convinced.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going to go
with
it.
We can answer
know.
It next week, but...
We can have corrections.
I feel like it
like
was...
figure it out.
I feel like it was 8th grade.
Okay, they were young, regardless.
Like, probably 15, 16.
And I was... I'm not even going to lie. I was... waiting for Gordo. Gordo, oh my gosh. Life. Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was waiting so much the whole show, the whole
oh,
movie.
Oh, for him to like shoot a
for
shot.
For them, yes, for him to shoot his shot and for them to be together and have that kiss and have
yes.
that moment.
I thought you meant like you were waiting for him for you.
No, waiting until marriage to Gordo. No.
Like, you were waiting for him to, like, come knock on your door. Like, hey, it's me, Gordo.
Yeah, also, not gonna lie, I mean, I definitely thought about those things as well.
Okay.
Like, oh my gosh, but what about me? You know? But
like,
no,
Lizzie's
I meant...
great, but, like, come here.
But what about Victoria?
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I'm also, you know, a child.
Yes.
Going into high school, and...
Yeah.
I also have lived a life and can sing a song. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I was like, oh, but me too.
Mm-hmm.
When is my chance with Gordo?
Yeah.
No, but what
everyone
I meant...
Everyone was wondering.
Of course. what I meant was, I was waiting for that kiss.
Yes.
Oh, and my gosh.
It finally happened.
Finally.
Yeah.
And it was perfect.
It was.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah, good film. Good choice.
Okay, my turn.
My turn.
Your turn to pick a number. Hand me the book.
Oh, we're each doing separate questions? We're not both answering?
No, I want to do separate questions. Okay, you can answer, but I want to...
Do another?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I didn't know we were... Okay.
Yeah, answer to this one.
Okay. My favorite film beginning with the letter L is Labyrinth.
Okay.
Because, of course. Have sure. you ever seen this movie?
I've heard of it, but I don't know that I've with actually David Bowie? Seen it. Oh, okay.
And all the puppets.
Okay, no.
And it's the song, like, the babe. Remind me of the babe with the powers. No?
Mm-mm.
And the little worm that's like, hello. And they go, did you just say hello? And the little worm goes, no, I said hello, but that's close enough. Changed my life.
Okay.
Bowie in general, and then that film. Like, it's so strange, it's so queer, it's so funny, it's so, I don't know, it's everything. It's so okay. weird. It's definitely, definitely a cult classic.
Okay.
And it's amazing. Love it. Labyrinth. That's my answer. I
have to see it? Okay.
Yeah. You will have to see it. I'll watch it with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Victoria, pick a number between 1 and 3K.
I'm going to go with 2019.
Oh, because of the year?
Yes. The year of our Lord, 2K19. That's also the question I want to go with.
Okay.
I hope it's good.
2019.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Holy shit.
I'm ready.
How do you feel about the kind of work you're doing right now?
Oh my gosh!
I know! It couldn't have been more perfect.
Honestly.
Definitely wasn't planned, and I hope no one thinks that it was, because it really wasn't.
It's okay if they think that it was. Yeah. They're wrong.
But this is a good way to end the first episode.
So wow. How Kismet do you feel for sure.
about the kind of work you're doing right now?
How do I feel about the kind of work I'm doing right now? I feel so many things about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, my compassion satisfaction is very high with the work that we do. You know, we work with survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a challenge. I feel tired often.
Mm-hmm.
Physically and emotionally, because yeah. the work we do is, like, physical labor yes. and also very heavy emotional labor.
Yes.
But I feel good. Not to simplify it, not to just, like, glaze over a lot mm-hmm. of it, but I just genuinely feel good. I feel like the work we do is important. I think we do make a difference, and that feels very good to me. Mm-hmm. That's something that's important to me. You know, it comes with so many challenges
mm-hmm.
on the daily. You just never know.
Absolutely.
So it also can feel almost like a revolving door. It can feel like so many things, like a tornado, yeah. mm-hmm. a hurricane, you know, whatever.
All three.
Whatever natural disaster we're going to compare to, like a dumpster fire. Like, so many things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think to just sum up how I feel about it is a little tough for me.
Yes.
Because I do feel all the things and so many things mm-hmm. all at the same time.
Yeah.
But because this is the point of this question game yes. and our podcast, I feel good about this work. I feel satisfied doing this work and knowing that that we do have talents that are being utilized in real ways
mm-hmm.
in the work that we do, and we are making a real difference, and we're learning for ourselves, we're evolving for ourselves, we're evolving for our clients. And we are helping to change lives and to, I don't want to just say like better lives, but to change lives mm-hmm. and to create and to hold a space for like positive change. And I love that. And I don't think I'll ever not feel that way about it, I hope. So, now you answer, because I love this question.
That was too good. So
no, it wasn't too good, because I could talk for hours and hours.
We should.
And we will.
I will answer that question next week.
Mm.
Keep them on a little cliff. Is that what the saying is?
Well, a cliffhanger is a saying.
Keep them on the cliff.
Keep them on the cliff, you know?
Yes. So we have a few things
will you
to...
Will you go over? Will you not? I don't know.
Who's to say? So, I will answer that question next week.
Okay, I love that.
So, thank you for listening to our first episode.
Yes.
I hope people have made it this far, because I promise it was worth it in the end.
Me too. I was going to say the same thing.
Yes.
Thank you for sticking it out if you have.
Yes.
And if you haven't, then you're not going to hear this, so, you know, bye. Like, bye forever? I don't know. But we are excited.
Yes.
We're excited to get this started. This has been so fun.
Yes.
We hope that it's been mildly entertaining for you. And, you know, we'll keep doing this if you want to keep listening.
We're so excited.
We're so excited.
Yeah. See you guys next time.
That's been Burnt Toasted.